SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
The sewing machines are whirring at a small studio above a shop in Sydney's west. Among the participants, 67-year-old Mazarat Imam, who is making a tunic for her grandson, based on traditional designs from her homeland, Pakistan.
I am very proud because I am getting better and better every day. When I'm making traditional clothes, I remember always my sister and my mom, and it's a little bit emotional.
Recently, the sewing group has helped Ms. Imam recover from a series of personal challenges. 2 years ago, her husband of almost 50 years passed away.
After my husband died, I am very sad and emotional. I didn't want to talk to anyone at home either.
Around the same time, Ms. Imam was diagnosed with stomach cancer, which required surgery and intensive follow-up treatment.
I had 6 months after that chemo, and it was very, very difficult for me. I was very tired. I didn't want to talk to anyone. I didn't want to go anywhere.
Ms. Imam's life changed after finding new purpose through the sewing circle called Seamless. She enjoys socialising on her weekly visits and says there are other benefits too.
Yeah, more confident, more happy, and I like to continue. And I want to help with cooking and doing things like sewing, embroidery.
Ms. Imam's transformation is a source of great pride for Sewing Circle founder Mona Muhammad.
Mazarat is one of our wonderful aunties. She's found herself in the sewing, which is really beautiful. It's really given her a lot of joy, especially after her husband passing away. It's filled up her time and given her purpose. We get many women from different cultural backgrounds who don't speak the same language, but they communicate through their sewing. It seems to be a common language between them, which is really beautiful.
And that's especially crucial this year. Around 40% of 1,700 Australians surveyed for the latest mental health monitor reported poor or very poor mental health. That's up from 33.7% in November last year. Chris Gambian is Executive Director of Australians for Mental Health. He says loneliness is a key factor.
We asked people that question. I have enough connection in my life and I do not feel lonely. Across all age ranges and demographics, 34.7% said no. So that is a huge number of people across Australia who say that they, in practice, don't have enough connection and do feel lonely. We did ask people what they thought the source of that was. Most people, the number one response to that question was people just didn't feel like they had enough friends. For the people who describe themselves as having very poor mental health, 73% of people in that category said that they don't, in fact, have enough connection in their life and they do feel lonely. So no question, there is a correlation between loneliness and mental health.
Social isolation is something Ms. Muhammad has experienced herself while raising 6 children in Sydney's west.
I've been living with PTSD and complex depression for almost 30 years now, and it's important to advocate for that, and it's not shameful. When you're unwell mentally, you feel alone.
In 2018, Ms. Muhammad decided to do something about it, building a community and supporting vulnerable groups in her local area of Bankstown.
The sewing started as a sewing circle by my beautiful mother. It was a free service, social gathering, and sometimes it's their only respite during the week. Beneficiaries, mostly vulnerable women, who either have fed domestic violence relationship or women refugees who've just come from overseas, or we have a lot of women from over 55's category, which we all know are quite prone to homelessness. We give them a sewing machine and get them to do alterations from the comfort of their own home, and that helps for people with disabilities, physical, mental disabilities, or young children as well.
Participants grow sewing and basic business skills, and so far, Ms. Muhammad says the group has supported more than 100 women. She says employment boosts self-confidence, leading to financial freedom.
It improves their mental health dramatically, prevents isolation, gets them to actually really believe in themselves. But the sewing program is not just about the sewing, it's a wraparound support. I'm also a registered counsellor and a life coach, so I do a lot of counselling behind the scenes to get the women to truly believe in themselves and support them along their business journey. And we complement that with business coaching. So we help them get an ABN. We help them to write their invoices. And their first check is just like so wonderful.
By upskilling vulnerable women, Ms. Muhammad has earned financial backing from independent groups, including Sydney Community Foundation. CEO Loredana Fife explains.
We perform a piece of research every 3 years. It's called The Portrait of Women and Girls in Sydney. And we know from that 41% of women earn $34,000 or less. A lot of those women are migrant women who have not had employment and traditionally have not worked. So it's so important to create these pathways with skills that they come with that are unique and really valuable in our economy.
To grow these economic pathways, Ms. Muhammad is already working with major Australian companies and hopes to do more.
We have a partnership with a fashion brand and we're currently making about 300 bags a month, different styles, which is really beautiful. This provides an ethical pay for each of the women. We'd like to extend it to more fashion partners who are more bespoke and would like to embrace our women's stories through their unique designs that represent their culture and their identity.
Ms. Muhammad says helping others has improved her own mental health. And now her broader charity called Community Support Services Village, or CSS Village, is expanding to include men too.
We get a lot of men who become homeless and find it really difficult to navigate, and they find our space really welcoming, especially getting to use their DIY skills. So we do employment and training, whether it's in retail or admin. So it's a win-win situation.
With community connection more vital than ever, Ms. Muhammad has this message for those who are struggling.
Being lonely is difficult and it spirals. And as I always say, join our village or grow your own, but whatever you do, don't be alone.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.